Just welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I've been enjoying my time with you this week, and I hope that it's been the same for you as we're looking at things in God's Word that will encourage us and inspire us to continue walking with Him if you have surrendered your life to Him. If not, of course, we would always encourage you to surrender your life to Christ, that you would confess your sins to God and repent and put your trust wholly and completely in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Well, I'd like to take another look at like a continuation of what we had talked about yesterday. We had looked at a principle of sowing and reaping, and we saw there in Galatians chapter 6 that if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap eternal life. And once again, we all understand the idea that if we go out into the field or into the garden and we plant a certain kind of seed, that's we can fully expect that that is what we will be harvesting after the time of the garden has come to fruition. And that's, like I said before, that's a very simple and easy principle to understand, but when we start applying it into a spiritual realm, sometimes we don't see it quite as clearly. And so I'm hoping to help us to be able to see that there also is a spiritual harvest, and it's a much greater of importance of a harvest than even the physical. And the physical is very, very important. As we all know, we have to eat, we have to survive here in this world. But the spiritual is of utmost importance, and the reason I say that is because it is eternal. This life that we live here, every one of us will someday be in the grave. But eternity, it has no end. And so we want to be able to invest in eternity and be able to put our seed in for eternal things, that we also might reap life eternal. So, as we talked about yesterday, that is a principle that we can count on. If we're sowing in God's kingdom, you can expect there'll be a harvest. And you know, sometimes that harvest is very bountiful. It can be 30 or 60 or even 100-fold, as Jesus said. You get more than what you actually put in. As we remember the story of my son Joshua, his corn. He received much more seed than he planted, and he got a bountiful harvest, and he had God's blessing on the work of his hands. We also can expect that in the spiritual. Once we get this principle, we can abide by it, we can live by it. And let's look at yet another aspect of the very same principle. It's in, this one is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I'd like to begin reading in verse 6. And Paul's saying here, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." Now, I want to just take a few moments here and just review this scripture here, because it's, again, it's a very easy thing to understand. If we sow a very little, we can expect to reap a little. If we sow a lot, we can expect to reap a lot. There's usually more. Even if you sow a little, you're going to usually reap more than you've sown. But if you're sparingly putting seeds in, your harvest will also be sparingly in comparison. If you're out there sowing in abundance, you can expect that there'll be an abundant harvest. And if we do that in the physical realm, there are things that can get in the way and take a crop out. And I believe even in the spiritual, we have some of those opportunity for failure if we don't keep our focus right on the Lord, if we're not walking close with Him. But for the most part, if we are walking hand in hand with our Lord, we can expect a bountiful harvest, and He wants us to sow in abundance so we can reap the same way. And notice here that in verse 7 it says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And I believe this is a key here, God loving a cheerful giver. He wants us to give out of a gratitude in our heart to Him. We're freely able to give with a cheerful heart. And then verse 8 it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I believe that as we go through this life and we learn this principle and we start practicing what the scriptures are telling us here, it says that God is able to bless us abundantly and to make all grace abound towards us. And I think here that as God sees a cheerful heart giving, it's like turning on a spout to a shower that will shower down on us God's wonderful blessings. And if we can learn to live there, we will be salt and light that this world cannot ignore. Because we'll have the blessing of God all over us. We'll have opened up a spout to receive blessing from the Most High, because we're giving in a cheerful way. We're sowing into a spiritual kingdom, and we're reaping even here while we're on this earth. And I believe that's God's plan for you and I, that we would truly be able to sow good seed in the kingdom of heaven while we're here on this earth. And I believe as we do that, and as well, if we allow God to work on our heart and we can give cheerfully and we can sow cheerfully, He's going to bless us and open up a blessing on us that can hardly be contained. And that is my heart's desire, and I believe it's yours too, that we would truly be salt and light for our Lord Jesus Christ while we live here on this earth. Think about that today as you go about your day, and let's ask God to help us to be able to apply these scriptures and to see His bountiful harvest. God bless you today.